This is James from Potentio.co.uk, and today I'm reporting on Audi Finance and the service experience they presented to me when they are informing me by letter of my lease deal on my Audi A3 coming to an end, which, to summarise, has left me very cold. In the last few weeks, I've had three letters from them. The first one of which was very vague, just letting me know that my lease deal would come to an end in a few months' time. The second one was highly impersonal. And the third one, which I received today, just tells me about the choices they say I have, but doesn't include the choice where I can go to a different manufacturer. Fair enough, you might say. They don't want me to go elsewhere, but I would prefer a bit of honest upfront feedback, particularly when thinking about lease deals, which I must admit I find very complicated to get my head round. As it turns out, I've already decided to go elsewhere for my car and purchased a different one. But things could have been very different. Audi's a brand that I associate with quite heavily. I like the way they present themselves publicly. And I would have been prepared to stick with the brand had they have treated me slightly differently. And based on my conversations with the brand I'm going to go to for my new car, who do seem to get the whole customer experience thing, Audi have fallen a long way short. How have they done that? Well, three letters, very black and white, very computer generated and very impersonal and cold. What are they trying to achieve with those letters? I can't imagine it's anything good. They haven't given it much thought, particularly about the effect that those letters are going to have on me and my decision on whether to stay with them. There's been nothing that influences me in any way to stick with them and affects my buyer behaviour. What I would say is, had they provided me maybe a phone call from a friendly advisor, giving me this information and being very open and honest about the options that I have, talking through those options, advising me sensibly, not being pushy at all, then I think I may well have gone into their showroom on the back of that and maybe have been convinced to stick with them, particularly if they were going to make me an offer that might have been better if I were to stick with them. To summarise the experience, what I would say is, in terms of their customer experience strategy, I think it should be more about customer retention rather than new customer acquisition. And they certainly haven't got that right with me on this occasion. Therefore, they've lost a customer, potentially a customer for life. And of course, it's prompted me to record this audio boo. So that's James for Potentio.co.uk. Thanks for listening.